Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. No, it's not. Pre-noon.
It's Tuesday morning. Like most people haven't even gotten to work yet.
Yeah, this is like, what, our 12 o'clock right here?
Yeah, probably. A little bit later than that. Probably our 3 o'clock, you know?
I'm sorry.
Great afternoon we're having. Dude, it's 8:45 in the morning.
That's right. We asked a question on the text line, 913-586-7965. We've all been there. We all do it.
Yep.
Inebriated food choice. I'm not gonna lie. All options on the table.
There's something on your list that my wife was craving for a month, and we finally ordered it.
That's good. I feel like I know what it is. But I think we all have that vice when the fizz hits your head, where you're like, damn, man, you know what sounds good? Now, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I partake in a lot of stuff that make you hungry. While also having a few Miller High Lifes, a few 6 to 10. I would say that my like top foods when I'm at that level where my vision is blurry and my house is warm and I have the power on my phone to DoorDash anything, Taco Bell is the leader in the clubhouse. I mean, it's not even close.
Not like, close, huh?
You see the cravings box deal they got right now. It's jaw dropping.
On the app, yeah.
It's a cheesy gordita. Yeah. It's a 5-layer burrito, chips and cheese, and then there's like another thing on there as well that's just nails.
Notice how all these fast food joints are going back to the $5 meal deal now. Yeah. And they said, oh, we can't do that. Now they're all these $5 meal deals because nobody's going to these places right now.
The minute Arby's brings back the 5 for $5, I'm screwed.
Screwed. 10 for $10.55.
You know. 55 cheeseburgers, 55 onion rings, 55 shakes, 55 tops, 55 tail skins, 55 shakes. Another one is Sarpino's.
See, my wife was craving that for a month.
I got their deep dish one time or their Chicago style pizza. It's insane. It's one of those, like, it's midnight, 20. That goes into your gut. You're immediately finding your pillow and sleep.
I hope you had already ordered that because I used to live with a friend of mine who I can't tell you how many pizzas he stuck in the oven, went to bed, and the house catches on fire.
No, it's already ordered.
Yeah. So, but he also was known to order pizza and then pass out, and then the delivery driver would shove it back, and then you got to give the man cash because that's the way you operated back then.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's standing here with 17 pizzas from Domino's. What?
Leave the change on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
You filthy animal.
The other two would be Poncho's or Abuelito's. Give me like a breakfast burrito. Just let me be myself and be looking like Lord Varys in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then Waffle House if I'm out and about.
If you're out, yeah.
Like if I'm out and it's like, hey, let's Uber to Waffle House. All right.
Oh, I'm in. Fine. Yeah. Twist my arm on that
so
one,
that's,
right?
That's my degenerate, hammered sort of slate of food.
There was this place in Lawrence when I was in college called like Poncheros, and it was like a 5-pound burrito, there right? You like you never ate that sober.
Nobody
you
hit know? The spot
but
when you were hammered.
Did it. And then you went and got pizza shuttle, right? Because you needed a twofer to top it off with the burrito. But for me, like baked goods, like I'm not a huge baked good guy, but if I'm hammered, there's cookies out there. Like the Twisted Sugar is coming out with like a coconut chocolate cookie this week, and I'm like, you got to bring me home one of those.
You look like the Joker, but with like like a chocolate smile.
Yeah. So like,
you want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah.
I got hammered
and ate cookies. Cold Chinese food is another
solid
one too. You know,
cold like food in general, yeah, you ain't got time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're on a ticking clock.
Correct. Yeah. I put bad pizza on the list because at that point in time, it doesn't matter if there's pizza out there.
Like a Tombstone, a Jack's, a Totoni's,
something from your freezer.
Yeah, I thought
that
the same thing.
Like,
absolutely.
You know, like just a bad pizza, you're doing that. And then another thing that I'm very fond of, very specific, King's Hawaiian rolls, one side with peanut butter, one side with Nutella.
How do you talk?
But there's nobody up at that time. The hell am I talking to? The dog?
Well, I'd just be afraid you'd choke on that, man.
No, like, I did on that carrot the other day. I almost died.
Be careful.
You got to be careful with those carrots right now.
Yeah, you do. But the Bunny Love ones, you got to take back. So, but Hy-Vee didn't have the Bunny Love. They had the other one. So I had Boathouse is what they had at Hy-Vee. So I got the extra Boathouse carrots at Hy-Vee the other day. I'm going to roast them.
Mm.
I like roasted carrots.
Oh, yeah.
With like a little honey drizzle on the top.
Yes.
Ooh, get those at Hy-Vee. They're fantastic.
That's right.
And then the final thing is like candy. I'm not a huge candy eater, but if, you know, I've had a couple and there's a Snickers bar or something lying around, you better believe that thing's out. Like Fat Bob emerges big time.
It sounds like if there's chocolate or like any Nutella in the house, it's...
Oh, my God. Nutella is just insane. I love Nutella, man. Yeah. I tell you that, peanut butter Nutella cookie from Twisted Sugar, off the charts, best cookie I've ever had.
That's drunk or sober.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty similar to a lot of yours. Taco Bell Dusty, definitely top marker for me as well. I'd say Jack in the Box is one that I
oh, God.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
the tacos with ranch?
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're open till ever. They're open till like 4 or 5 a.m.
I told you, I couldn't Jack in the Box since June of 99 when the woman licked her fingers and touched my fries. Been out ever since. Never going back. Sorry, it got ruined for me. Like... That's 25 years ago in Texas.
You want some sauce?
No. And I don't want any of that comeback sauce either at KFC.
How do they spell that?
C-O-M-E-B-A-C-K. Comeback sauce.
So Cookout would be another one for me. But I kind of like Cookout both ways. But Cookout. Cookout?
Like burgers, brats, dogs.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. Cookout, the fast food restaurant?
I never heard of it.
Really?
What
okay, it's just
cookout?
Not here. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Is that a Nashvilleian thing?
I get. Maybe it's just the South. Maybe it's just in the South.
Well, explain. I'm interested. I'm all ears now.
Cookout, I mean, they do trays. So you get like a tray. So you can do like a 2-tray or a 3-tray. You can do corn dogs, quesadillas, burgers. What do you want? You want your fries. You want your onion rings. They got amazing shakes. They're open till all nights of the hour. Every SEC school has at least one Cookout right next to campus. That is where all of the belligerent fraternities and sorority members are there.
Is that better than Crystal Burger?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I would not eat Crystal.
No.
Period.
Crystal Burger right there at the end of Bourbon Street is like a haven. Ooh, Crystal Burger.
From the 816, been sober for 2+ years. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good job out of you, man.
But I used to grab QT taquitos, then get the cheese and dip the taquitos in the cheese.
Ooh.
I have a guilty confession. I do that sober.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a very good sober meal. I don't know.
Somebody says Town Topic.
That's another good one.
Ranch with pizza rolls. Disgustingly good.
That
bite the little
amazing
corner off and do a little blow in the pocket and then just, you know, hit it.
Do
not,
what?
You know, the pocket of the pizza roll.
Gotcha.
Not
gotcha.
That. Not, no, not Tyson in the 80s. McDonald's quarter pounder, no onion, fries, no salt. They make them fresh that way, and a Diet Coke. Okay. Get salt at the window and put it back on the fries. Are you against that, to ask for your fries with no seasoning salt, because then you know they have to cook them fresh, or do you care?
I don't care.
Like at that moment, because they can cook them so fast?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I lived in Vegas, it was Del Taco.
Del Taco. Mm. Well, I
somebody
told
went
that
there,
story,
somebody
right?
went there sober and got the whole menu.
Yeah, I had an old boss, took me to Del Taco one day in Arizona, ordered the entire menu at Del Taco. The entire menu. Sir, you're next in line. What would you like? I'll take one of everything. Excuse me. The whole menu, please.
Did I stutter?
The whole menu. And then then the gall of this guy looks at me and goes, "What do you want?" Well, I guess I have to order a taco. He's clearly not sharing the whole menu.
From the 785, pizza shuttle somehow tastes a million times better when intoxicated.
Oh, God, yes. It's terrible when you're sober. I mean, literally awful when you're sober. But when you're drunk, 8421212, baby, it tasted good.
From El Camino, QT rollers are always dangerous. Egg rolls and gourmet dogs.
Egg rolls are good.
cheesy breadsticks from Pizza Hut or Papa John's. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because they give you that garlic sauce.
Oh, that garlic sauce from Papa John's. You want to bathe in that stuff.
And it's out of your system within the next morning.
It really is. It moves fast.
From the 913, drunk burrito from anywhere, but the best burrito king in Lawrence. Hung over McDonald's with a Coke. The Coke hits different after a bender.
Mm-hmm.
That or the Sprite. McDonald's Coke or McDonald's Sprite every time. Taco Bell seems to be a popular one. Taco John's, potato Olays. Yeah, six pack and a pound.
Yeah, but those are few and far between. Do you have one out in Blue Springs still?
There still is one out there.
Okay, because I think there's still one at like 100, like out by Garmin and Olathe, but I don't know that there's any anywhere else.
Yeah.
Lawrence may have one, but I don't know if even that's around in Lawrence anymore.
The one I will say that just came up on the text line that I've never had the craving for, White Castle. The sliders.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. The old Lou days?
Yeah. But even before that, like, there was still some around here for, but, like, it's just, that doesn't sit
that
well.
That or Crystal?
Me. Yeah.
Crystal over Excuse White Castle?
Me? Neither.
Excuse me? You know, like, Jesse Pinkman over there?
What?
Whoa. He's talking about Crystal Burger.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
He did it to me earlier, so I did it.
Gotcha.
About there you go. You guys need to go to Bojangles after drinking. Never been.
Never been to Bojangles.
So good.
Is that around here yet or not? That
I don't know if they have
that's
one here,
chicken,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
This is a good one.
We need another chicken chain in Kansas City.
Exactly.
This one definitely hits close to home. The pizza in the back of Kelly's back in the day was
By the Slice was good back in the day.
Oh, hell yeah. We took a box, sat in the back seat, and fed everybody on the way home in the cab.
Yeah, it was
even good. The cab driver got a slice. Shout out to Kelly's back in the day. There you go.
Yeah, Red Tendon Bar and eating pizza in the back. And I went to Kelly's a few months ago for an event we put on, and I walked in. I was like, everybody's still here.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Kyle's in the back. Red's at the bar. Like, everybody legitimately is still here.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.